I take care of my trash a different way.
Yeah, what do you do? And I say, well,
the local,
I throw
local
it in
government
my neighbor's
will
can.
Not let you take your trash, take care of your trash a different way. You have to put it in a receptacle.
Yeah.
We'll pick it up.
Stuff
just do that.
Yeah. Well, the door was closed.
What's
I don't want to do
way?
That.
When you've got your
oh, he says, I use my brother's trash account. You mean, I said, you take your garbage over to your brother's house? Yeah, he lives close by. I just take it over to his house.
That's called fraud.
We could be like Japan.
Well,
we're
recording right now,
okay.
Right?
Okay. They have to take it themselves.
Yeah.
Everyone has to take it themselves.
Yeah.
So
I still think it's a good deal to pay $6 a month to have someone come and get your garbage.
It's like one of the greatest things in America is that trash gets picked up.
Yeah.
I've always been grateful to have trash.
Yeah.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Okay.
We're recording.
Good thing we got our opinions on trash on the record.
Right. Yeah, it's a serious topic.
All right, let's call us to order for the Audit Committee meeting of March 18th, 2025. And with that, first item is the approval of the Audit Committee meeting minutes of February 18th.
I read them. I'll make a motion that we approve those minutes.
Okay.
Oh, I have one change.
Okay.
Sorry. I was excused, but I never came back, according to the minutes. And all I did is go to the bathroom. And then I was back for the discussion. So maybe we can just bring
you
back.
We'll make sure we correct that.
Well,
we'll get
a ruling on that.
Just don't
quit
your
pass.
I don't know why we would excuse you.
I know. I even asked ahead of time. So.
We can't trust you out in the hall.
Lisa, will you amend that motion?
I make a motion to amend the minutes with the change that reflects that Suzette left momentarily and came back into the meeting.
Okay. It's about line 88.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. I will second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you. We've done that. Next item is review of the draft utility hardship policy.
All right.
Now I'll turn that over to Heidi.
So I have proposed a draft. I don't think this is going to be a one and done, but I wanted to put at least something out there so we could think about what a program would look like, how it would be administered, what parameters we put in place. We've incorporated the things that were discussed in the December meeting. And so briefly to go over how the program would work, it would be a 50% bill reduction for a period up to 3 months. For one of qualifying hardships, it's listed job loss, medical hardship, a natural disaster, disability, death, divorce, or legal separation. I felt the domestic violence issue would fall under that. I know that you
death, divorce, or legal separation.
Maybe we can include it somehow in there. As I was going back and reviewing, I'm trying to think of how to make. I don't know how you.
Tricky.
That part's a little tricky, but I think we can be flexible in that situation under that.
Would that fall under
criteria?
Hardship, just in general.
It would be in general hardship, I think, but
how do we define hardship on that, a general hardship?
There isn't a general hardship. It has to be for one of the following
five
reasons.
Or six, whatever.
We could create something that's open-ended or as determined by...
upon the discretion of the city, whatever, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might want to do that.
Because I don't know that...
because maybe...
we've considered everything, right?
Right.
We can't
right.
certainly consider every circumstance.
Yeah. Or upon a circumstance.
Do we have, you have death, divorce, or legal separation.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think, how do you think the council, do you think the council would allow some discretion to the finance director?
I don't
or
know. Because we have to be, the fact that we have the categories, is it five or six? It's five.
There's five, yes.
Yeah, I like that they were spelled out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because those are the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we do is we amend it to cover domestic violence in some way.
Okay.
Okay, we need to put something in there.
Documented then? Documented domestic violence?
It may be that we'll have to say...
I know, that's where it gets awkward,
yeah.
Right? What do you show for proof? All the others
right.
have proof criteria that are like a divorce decree.
Substantiated.
Okay.
Is the word you use for domestic violence. And that would be with...
a police report?
Yeah.
Maybe.
A police report or a protective order or a court judgment.
So
we can work with Craig to see what he would suggest.
We could, because we have Brittany who does that type of assistance, and maybe by referral from, as a referral from the police department for no circumstances.
Wouldn't that fall under separation, however? Because
it's not legal separation, though.
Oh.
Not necessarily.
Right.
And we don't
they might not be in a circumstance.
We don't have to say legal legally. Separation. You could just say separation. And that would cover domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Because
you don't
that's
need a court
the
order.
Part of it that
yep. Yep.
Impacts
that's the way
the
to
finances.
Go. And all the person has to say is, I've had to move out or he's had to move
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you could say, and with probably, well, God,
so
you have to have.
Yeah,
yeah. You've got proof. That's what yeah. we do it. Just take out legal.
Yeah. And maybe put in substantiated.
Yeah.
Let's see, legal separation agreement or maybe a substantiated. Other substantiated evidence.
Separation.
How do we feel about 3 months? Does
let's
that feel like it's
that.
Long enough?
Well, I think we should leave the door open. If you know, we could revisit it in 3 months.
Yeah.
It, you know.
I think as it stands right now, it's 3 months and then not revisited for 3 years.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
How
what
about
if
3 months
kept
with
it?
One renewal and then not for
yeah,
if necessary, something like that.
The tricky part with these government
yeah.
subsidies is then
there's a potential for abuse.
Fraud, right.
Yeah.
Well, so I
trying
thought disability, right? You could have a wife, have a baby every 2 or 3 years and go out for 3 months on maternity leave, be legally
yeah.
on disability
uh-huh.
with financial constraints that... And disability is a qualifying factor, as even temporary.
The question is 3 months enough time to cure what the hardship is?
I don't think a divorce could be finalized in that.
Uh-uh.
The question also, though, is...
And
is
death?
The burden
like,
on
you
the
get
city
insurance?
To wait until cure? Because it could be 2 years.
Oh,
it could
I know.
Be.
But I'm just saying... I'm saying, practically speaking, is that enough
yeah.
time to really be of assistance?
It might be enough time to hook into other assistances that would then take over this assistance. So,
yeah,
church welfare.
I've taken the checkbook with the bishop and gone in and wrote checks out. And I love that Spencer Cox story where he had to cut off someone's water one day when he was the mayor. And then he sat down with him and said, as your bishop now, how can we get your water back on? And it turned around and
yeah,
and
different hats.
Took care of it. But
different organizations, I think, have better long-term mitigations.
Yeah.
Could we say up to 6 months?
Up to? I think so. There's a certain amount of administrative review that goes into this. They
yeah.
have to provide a lot of documentation.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be in the federal, within 150% of the federal poverty
right.
level anyways.
Right.
And so they already have to kind of meet a certain level of burden. So I want to make sure it's worth their while.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of an $80 utility bill, which is on the lower end of our utility bills for water, garbage, and storm drain. But to get a $40 credit, but have to submit all of this paperwork.
You know, we can make it sound better and say up to 180 days. It doesn't quite sound as big of a gift.
Yeah, I thought 90 days was a good...
Did you?
A good amount. Because we're not... We don't really know what the response is going to be.
Mm, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And if
yeah,
we did 180 days, it might be difficult to claw that back if we think
you're
it's
right.
being used by a lot of... Residents.
Less is more at the beginning.
Especially the birth of a child you mentioned.
Sure, sure.
But that would be accompanied by a job loss or?
Of course, it would be a reduction of hours and disability. They would qualify under probably 2 qualifying events. That
really?
Was something I was trying to think of something that's pretty natural that happens in one's
well, I
life
just don't,
that would make
I guess
you qualify.
I just wasn't, I hadn't thought about the birth of a child.
Me neither. And most often, I haven't either. Maternity leave is usually maternity leave, and so you don't go to disability or you don't lose money.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that, of course, don't have benefits with their jobs.
Generally, though, they are tapping into other more robust systems, state systems, federal systems.
Sure. So they have to have the hardship, but they also have to have income that is in
150% of the
poverty. 150%. So for a family of 5, that's $56,000 a year.
Yeah.
So they have to meet both tests.
Yeah, I don't imagine, I mean, we have residents, I'm sure that we have residents in that category, but probably a smaller percentage.
Oh, at Camelot, for sure we do. Mm-hmm. No question.
We could increase, now it's possible to increase this to 200% of the federal poverty level, which, let me see what that would be for a family of five.
I guess I was worried about it being, this is the city manager speaking, not Ken.
Ken, the good guy.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
Not the.
Yeah. I'm with you guys. I think we should be generous about this, but I just worry about the city exposure of something that's a little bit too, it's large enough to where it might be worth people's time to be fraudulent or to.
Yeah, you want to take the incentive.
You want to sort of, I don't know if I'm even explaining that right. I just thought 90 days was a good starting point.
I think that's great too. Yeah.
And if we want it, and maybe we do, maybe we do 90 days with a renewal. You know, if the
based
condition
upon need.
A one renewal for another 90 days.
Yeah, based
if,
upon need.
If we determine that maybe somebody really, you know, they haven't found another job or they, or they have some circumstance, you know, that we haven't thought of, but I'd rather do the renewal to 180 days. Than sort of an
with another review, more pay
and
stubs.
I think that meets the problem policy of saying, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about what we're trying to cure, we're trying to mitigate somebody's hardship, but we're not. And so, if in 3 months it's mitigated, great. But if it's not, that's our idea. Yeah. We can go further.
Yeah.
So, do we want to make
run renewal
one time then?
Yeah.
This is a one-time benefit. Take out the 36 months.
Oh, to wait for 36 months later?
The idea was they could qualify once every 36 months
right.
for 3 months.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking we could do an extension up to 6 months, do you want to take away the ability to reapply in the future? Future reapplication?
Because the idea is to bridge a life event, right?
Yes.
Not to become
a one-time thing.
Program.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They have to apply within 6 months of its occurrence. There's other things that really spell that out.
Because it's sad that some people live in a constant state of crises.
Yeah, and then they get a job, and then they lose a job, and then they get a job, and then they
security and things like that. And so is that then beholden on the city taxpayers to constantly mitigate that, or are we trying to help those that really fall on sudden, unexpected hard
And they already
times?
Have to be in good standing. The first, for the last 6 months.
That's
so
a big deal, too.
Yeah. So perhaps remove the ability.
Well, let's talk about that. You can have a hardship and 3 years later have another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
so
have a problem.
3 years is a...
I think it's okay if in 3 years' time has elapsed and something bad has happened, because that's possible in life.
It is.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
three years is a pretty large amount of time. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's it can be reutilized.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll make those changes and propose it at the I don't know if we'll have it in time for the April 1st City Council meeting. I won't be at that City Council meeting. I'll be at a conference.
We'll just do it as soon as we can
May,
all be together again, yeah.
But it
May.
Will take effect then before water
July
rates.
1st or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, before the water season really begins.
And it's 50% off of all of the utilities, the water, the garbage, everything.
A filling, 50% billing reduction, storm drain fee and everything.
Okay, yeah. So it's not the freeloaders, right? It's that's the other thing.
Right. And so
It might be. But it's a limited
but it's
benefit.
Mitigated.
Right. But I mean so 50% off,
right.
That means they still have to pay something.
They do. They
right?
Do.
It's
right.
not a complete giveaway.
That's right. That's where I kind of felt, I felt a little bit of concern about making it too large a benefit.
Yeah.
But I think Heidi's done a great job,
finding
you know, kind of saying, okay, there's some relief, but not complete.
Yeah, what's
total
enough to
relief.
Help, but not.
Yeah, it's enough
to
help.
Subsidize their
Especially if
their
people
service.
Have other resources like church groups or, you know, they can also call the gas company, the electric company. They can get on payment plans and
yes,
they can,
absolutely.
You know, there is relief if people are willing to chase
after
it.
And we do those types of things as well.
We do that too.
Payment
so,
plans when we need to.
Anyway.
The demographic I worry about in our city most is just the fixed income, Social Security,
yeah.
Medicare, Medicaid, just because as
too.
Utilities are continuing to rise,
right.
their benefits are not. And
it's a vulnerable population,
it's
mostly seniors.
You can't get a job.
Who's
health? You can't fix it.
Right.
Yeah. But that is not the demographic for this, and this is not the program for that. So,
well, we'll see. We do the military discount, and we only have 3 folks regularly on that.
Mm.
So I'm not quite sure what our adoption will be, but
well, it's in a way it's a pilot program.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
just see what
we
what the demand
yeah.
is
okay.
and the cost and
yeah.
all of that administration, because it's a whole new deal. It's going to take you some money to incorporate it and implement it.
Yeah. So I think originally we'll have our utility billing clerk review the applications and make sure that they're complete and signed and have the backup documentation. I'll review the documentation for whether or not it meets the criteria. I don't imagine we'll use the clause that we will call other organizations for verification, but we might. And if it does become a really big program or something that's highly used, we can reach out to other community service agencies and see
yeah.
if they would do the screening for us. But they'll probably end up sending us more applicants as well.
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing I am concerned about from a legal standpoint is the appeal provisions are only like 2 paragraphs.
Yes.
And what I would think you'd want to do is cross-reference the appeal provisions that we have with our code with the ALJ.
Okay.
So that the appeal will be conducted pursuant to the procedures as provided in, and then those code sections.
Okay.
That way it's not only you tell them they have appeal rights, but there's the procedures of how they're doing it. They need to have direction. And I can help you with that language. It's pretty standard, but we just got to find the right code section.
Okay.
I took some
of this language from the parking citations, but it was very specific to parking citations.
Yeah.
So we must have some general appeal language in our code. I'll look for that.
Yeah, yeah well,
okay.
yeah, parking citations are a different appeal process.
It still goes through the administrative law judge.
But this is a denial of benefits, just as if it were a denial of a license, business license. So
okay.
that's the kind of analogy.
There. Okay. That makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, we'll come up with the right appeal. That's a good point.
But it's a lot of work and it looks great. I think the criteria that you picked
yeah.
was real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we can help.
It wasn't like you spent too much on that trip in Hawaii.
Oh. Can I apply?
Yeah.
I wasn't looking at you on purpose.
No, but I felt it.
A little short after going on vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. There will it should be very easy to make the decision whether the application qualifies or not.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it should be simple. It should not take
yeah.
anybody making a moral judgment of, are you sick enough? Are you,
yeah.
I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
clearly spelled out with guidelines. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Next item is evaluation and audit proposals. And I don't know if Wendy's messing with, but I just lost my mayor email.
Well, I was going to say, did you just have that memorized?
She's
not reading that.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because I can pull up my other emails, but not my email.
And I couldn't pull up these two.
Yeah.
I could pull up this.
It was on there a second ago, and then all of a
yeah.
sudden it's gone. So I think Wendy.
She's working on her laptop.
That's
her
what she's
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, but I wonder if it messed up mine.
It might have.
I'm
anyway.
Sorry.
Shoot.
No problem.
Sure. She might have taken everybody's time.
You know, I spent most of my life working without technology, so I can adjust.
Well, mine is up in Adam, but it's that small, so.
Yeah.
Does anybody want me to print some copies really quickly?
I can.
Do we want to take time to review the applicants?
Yeah,
and
I think
discuss
I
next
to.
Okay, let
just
me go print some copies really quick. I'll be
okay.
right back.
Yeah, I filled out my score sheet, and the biggest difference between these two is price. Although I did think the Keddington did a better job saying how many hours they would use, and HBME did not estimate the number of hours, which is not a big deal. They're really identical. I mean, as the mayor pointed out a couple of meetings ago, these auditing firms are very similar in their capabilities. They all do audits for a bunch of public agencies.
Yep.
And
they do it for various size of cities.
Yeah, and Keddington's, they're both great groups. And Keddington's price was over 5 years would save us about $32,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and I've got a natural, I think it's from working for a church company, but I have a natural disgust with auditors. And, where it's like, we're just counting money. We're counting beans. I don't care, you know. I mean, when they come in and go, we reviewed 6,000 invoices and this one was miscoded. You know, and they act like it's a federal offense or something, and you're like,
well, it is sometimes under Medicaid.
but
not for us.
So yeah,
cannabis.
Yeah, I look at our city, and if we can get an audit done cheaper,
yes, mm-hmm.
and even if it's less quality, I'm okay with that. It's like,
but my guess is they're probably fairly comparable.
They
right?
should be.
They
are. Yeah.
In all their qualifications are similar.
Even though we just approved this new
system. Yeah. If they're doing business in Utah with municipalities, they're the bar's set for them.
Right. And right. So then
money
does talk.
Should we hurry and stop Heidi from printing those out and say we made a decision?
Well, it's good for you to look at them, I think. But
yeah.
I was just, since we had a minute, I thought I'd share what I thought.
$6,000 a year.
Every little bit.
That's a new play toy in the park.
There we go.
Something.
Or maybe some half of utility.
It's one more foot taller on the Hatch Park monument feature.
Yeah. I mean, they have to, you're right, it's comparable in what the standards are and the way they have to analyze. They have to
or
be
they're
CPAs.
Out of business.
They're all complying with state laws regarding the audit.
Yep.
It's highly regulated.
Yeah. But what is interesting is they even do this for out of state. So they have more experience, and they've done special service districts, these Keddingtons. And of course they're doing the center of the universe, which is Logan. So that's persuading me to like them better.
Well, they're actually everywhere. Keddington is a pretty Yeah, they're all over the place.
And is that why you think that they're at a better price?
Because they've said they've shown their pricing. Uh-huh. And so the pricing is better on Keddington.
Right, but do you think it's because they're a larger firm and they're everywhere?
It's hard to say, you know.
Sometimes it's just how hungry is somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
I think the pricing probably changes, and these guys all look at each other's bids, I'm sure. And so I think they're just trying to stay competitive, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And here's a door opening that they haven't been able to open.
That, like I said, Keddington actually estimated the number of hours
by
personnel type.
Yeah, partner.
So how many managers, partners, mm-hmm. and staff hours. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why they can be a little more accurate in their
bid.
We made a decision where you're going.
Okay, well that was good. Thank you.
After you killed this tree.
No, I have those, so thanks.
Mm-hmm. So our current auditor did not respond. We did hear from another audit firm, Ulrich & Associates, who said they didn't have the capacity to take on, thanked us for the invitation to respond, but they did not have the capacity. Mm-hmm. So
the current auditor didn't apply.
The current auditor did not apply. He reached out. And I had told him, I didn't want to discourage him from applying.
Yeah.
He said, there are ways, while we are looking for independence and know that we need to change the contract, there's probably ways we can still do that with other key partners in your firm.
Yeah.
And he said, we'll consider it and think about it. Mm. So
Well, then we accomplished that without having to reject him
yeah.
in an application.
That's true also.
And we were very open and invited him to apply as well.
Sure.
Didn't just exclude him from the group.
But didn't we all think that we know, based upon you, that a change is a good thing?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It just makes
and
it
And as an auditor,
safer.
He probably recognizes that.
That's
as well.
Right.
That's
yeah.
not to reapply.
I think he knows if our main goal, and he's heard
right.
from the audit committee, is to get a new set of eyes on things.
Right.
So
why apply?
It was also more expensive this year.
Yeah.
So
how good they were.
Oh, yeah. So there we are.
These are both very good firms, and I've worked with folks from both of them.
So page 24 and 12 are the comparables in price.
Yes. So the HBME scored 23 for cost. They got a percentage of the points. So that's already filled in, I think,
yep.
on our scoring sheet.
Yep.
Let me give you scoring sheets. And then the full points were awarded to the lowest bidder for
here's
lowest
a,
cost.
Here's
response.
A scoring sheet you guys could share and look at. Those are that's
I
my scoring sheet. So.
Just here.
There's
oh,
here, give me
that.
Give
his
back to me.
We can have our own.
You
this
can have your
secret.
Own.
Join
yes.
us.
And then Tyler of Eglin is also will be on the selection committee as well. So he's been sent the proposals and we'll be scoring those because so much of our audit is focused on the golf course, especially golf course operations now that we're running an event center and a cafe and a grill.
Yeah.
So.
Remember years ago when we got in trouble with the pro shop and the way they're selling clothes? Remember that?
The
this
taxes?
Was under Schaefemeyer.
Was it the taxes?
Yeah, that sounds
it wasn't just wasn't good accounting, and we weren't sure if clothes would be given away or reduced prices and
inventory. That's one of the first
really
things they
a problem.
Do is go down and.
Well, I can tell you, we're much improved on those processes today because Heidi and Tyler do inventory every year.
Good.
Yep.
There,
right
so.
During the middle of Liberty Fest, I had spent in half the day at the golf course counting inventory. Well, it's always July 1, so it's always when we're doing Liberty Fest stuff at the golf course, and Tyler and I are doing inventory. He's got there's a whole team of us. It goes pretty quick.
Yeah, it's great though.
But it's just funny the timing.
It
right.
is necessary.
Because expensive things can really be stolen up there or given away by employees, which I don't think we have that problem, but a lot of golf courses have that problem.
Sure they do.
I have a son-in-law who's a golf pro, and I just cringe at some of the things he tells me about what they do, and he works for Salt Lake County, and they operate 5 golf courses, so I think they're losing a couple of $1 million a year because, you know, they're handing out golf gloves
and clubs
and golf balls, and, you know.
Yeah.
So one thing our auditors had
and
asked us was about food waste, and are we starting to inventory food now that we have a grill? I don't know that it would be material, the amount of food that we're ordering and the amount of orders that we're running through there, but it might be something we need to consider setting up and really tracking the food that's used for orders. But for now, that would be a new area for us to look at, and it would be good to get another opinion on that.
I agree. I would say restaurants would agree that there needs to be an accounting and an inventory of waste.
And we have a guy on our golf committee. His name's Ewish. Who runs the Budox, and he knows down to the penny food prices and inventories and everything.
Yes.
So he knows how critical that is for the success of a business, which would be similar to our our restaurant.
And I don't know that Justin isn't tracking that. Maybe he tracks it already because he's right down to the penny also.
Mm-hmm.
I quote Court all the time when I was at the rec center.
They couldn't get
the how much per square foot is this making, you know?
Yeah.
And Boondocks knows exactly.
Yeah.
The rec center has no clue.
Yeah.
I was actually going to ask you about that.
It was never, until now, it was never run like a business.
No. Well, and in fairness to Tip, he looks at it like, here's my, our mission statement is to provide rec service. You know, so somebody walks in and says, hey, you know, we lost our hot tub at the therapy center. So you guys, you know, and we're sitting there like, no, we're not going to do that, you know. For 50 people. They go, we could guarantee 50 people would come.
No.
For free.
And it's like,
what?
Yeah, we'd lose so much money on that. But TIF looks at things like, okay, here's a need, how do I meet it?
Mm-hmm.
Not,
mm-hmm.
does it make financial sense?
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's secondary, so.
Yeah.
Sorry for that deviation.
We'll have to compare.
We're all, hey, we're on the same page here, folks.
Yeah.
Right? Fiscal accountability. Government doesn't work.
I'm even okay with the board saying, yeah, we lose money on volleyball, but it's worth it. So we'll subsidize that. That's, you know.
I was amazed they can't get food to make money.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know other city entities where food
But again,
is
how much was.
Well, that's what I questioned.
Yeah.
But it's a different subject.
All right, all right.
No, no. And I think Ken's absolutely right. Justin probably does have a full accounting.
He probably does.
The golf course has several proprietary operating systems. One for tee times and scheduling the course, one for scheduling events and catering, one for scheduling, taking food orders. They all have subledgers. It just doesn't translate always to our financial program because it's not material enough to record there.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be something that the new firm could look at.
Now, the HBME, their headquarters is South Bountiful. Where's this one out of?
I think they're in Woods Cross.
Okay, that's sixes then. To me, that's sixes.
So the fact that Tyler's involved, we're not going to make a decision tonight.
I think we're going to just go off of this, run through the scoring.
Okay.
And complete the scoring sheets. And then I'll have Tyler do the same. Ken's completed his. I wasn't sure if we wanted to set aside a time. I mean, there's several ways we could do this. If you really felt like you wanted to bring the firms in and meet them, we could schedule and coordinate that.
Just, I want the best price.
I have to say, I lean,
product,
the,
yeah.
I think despite all the screen, I would lean the same direction. I think they're probably comparable in competency, and so at this point, we should just go down to the best place.
I just want to see that they audit private entities with the Keddington like these guys do. Do they? Or is it all a public?
I'm not
they
sure.
They might and may not have put that on there.
Yeah, because they thought that's what we were interested in.
Qualifications, you know.
West Jordan, Farrell County.
Does it make any difference?
Sometimes it does.
Yeah, they could have a conflict, maybe. Or
fiduciary duty situation.
Hmm.
Except I think the CPAs have to owe us fiduciary duty. They're not investing, are they?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been around 2016 to present. How long is Keddington? They're both well established.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of going through this haphazardly.
No, no, that's...
That's what we're doing.
Again, I wasn't sure by 5 o'clock on Thursday how many responses we'd receive, if we would have time to review all of them in this meeting, and also how to handle the other committee member that's not, or the other selection committee member that's not an audit committee member. But I think that sooner we can set up a response and we can start beginning the transition. I imagine the transition will take quite a bit of work. They will get all of our work papers from our former auditor for the last few years.
And the process is we propose a new company and then take it to the council, and then the council...
They would award the contract to
okay.
do a notice of award.
So there is some lag time even if we...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. We don't need to make a decision today by any means.
Yeah, we could bring this back April 1st to the city council.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If the three of you are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to
make a recommendation.
Making a recommendation.
Review
them.
Fill out the scoring
Tyler's
sheet.
Scoring.
So we'll have to include. So because there is a scoring sheet and we put in the RFP that we would be doing the scoring will be a public record.
Oh, okay.
And so we'll want to make sure to complete those scoring sheets and do a tabulation and then see who the preferred vendor
this,
is based on the
if you
criteria.
Follow the link on the scoring sheet on the email, you can just fill this out
on
save it and send it to Heidi
okay.
Okay.
to me
yep.
And was that separate from Wendy's agenda, audit committee agenda?
It was. It was sent to the selection committee, and I can forward.
Okay. I somehow didn't see the scoring sheet.
Yeah, it was Thursday last week.
Got it.
And it has the two proposals plus an Excel spreadsheet in your email.
But they're both very good firms with very good qualifications and qualified employees.
So would you like us to take until Monday of next week, or do you want to set a time?
Let's take a look at the calendar so we can make sure to give Tyler enough time, too. I'm not sure what his schedule is. So if it were to go on the April 1st meeting, we would need to know by the 26th is when we're preparing packets.
Yeah.
Okay, so before that.
Yeah, I think if we, maybe Tuesday at 5, would that be enough time for you?
Yeah.
So a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do that, and we'll get a response from Tyler as well.
And I don't think the group needs to meet again unless you do to discuss the proposals. There's nothing very nuanced about it that I can see.
We'll just assume if the scores prefer Keddington, which is the cheaper one, that's we'll just represent in our staff material to the council that that's what we all selected.
Okay.
If that's great. If that's okay with you.
The cross reference, they don't have, sometimes when you fill these RFPs, they'll say, this applies to section 1.4, and this applies to section 4.1. They've not done that, have they?
They haven't.
Okay. Shame on them.
They're pretty standard responses.
I think it would be the worst job.
You're just born. They're born. You cannot make an auditor.
Yes, they're worst job, born. I think. Awful.
Yeah.
You ever seen the movie The Accountant with Ben Affleck?
I think I've seen part of it.
It's the best kind of accountant.
He is a scary accountant.
Yeah.
But he's a brilliant accountant.
Gosh, I have to watch
that. It's an old one, isn't it? Movie?
He's about 5 years
wasn't
old.
Wasn't he like a hitman or something?
He was trained to be like a prize fighter almost, but he was brilliant. But he was also, he would go and, he was a hitman. And he would go from place to place. He lived in like a Gulf Stream, and he'd travel around, and he had a Sidney Pollack painting in his house. I mean, he had a ton of money, but he was a high-functioning autism.
He was
autistic.
Oh.
He was a savant.
Yeah,
he was a savant.
I think I didn't see that now that I remember that plot.
It was great. I wish they'd do that, like, 2 and 3, like, The Born Identity. I wish they'd do more of The Accountant.
Watch it this weekend. Thanks for giving me a new watch.
Yeah, it's a good one to watch.
I'll think about you as I eat my popcorn.
Set time for the next meeting?
Yeah. When do we want to meet again? We're scheduled to meet quarterly, but I would think on this schedule we could meet next quarter. Clearly, that's not very far away to do an entrance meeting. Would probably be the next thing that we would do, to do an interest meeting with our new auditing firm.
Sure.
And maybe do some other policy work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when is that next quarter? March, April, May, June?
June.
We could meet on the 2nd or the 6th. How about June 16th?
June 16th would be great.
Okay.
That's before your next
17th is a Tuesday,
17th.
Right?
17th.
Oh, I read it wrong.
Yeah,
17. Sorry. Yeah, June 17th.
That's what you meant, though. Sure.
Thank you. Audit committee.
Anything else? Let's adjourn.
Yeah, I think.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Great. Make a motion that we adjourn.
Second. Thank you, everybody.
Third.
June 16th would give you a meeting before you start your next fiscal year.
That's right.
Yep.
And which is what they're going to be doing.
Yeah, this will be good stuff. Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. My email came back, so hopefully that means Wendy's been successful.
She's great. She's got my computer, but that's awesome.
Let's hope so. We should have it fixed for you.
The thing is, it's safe because I get it at shootaw.law also. You send them to both, which, but.
Oh, like that.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference for me, but for some reason I thought, oh, I'll have this and bring it and had it charged. This time I had it charged.
I forgot mine today.
I'm going to talk to Chief Black.
My daughter just got out of the OR. She had surgery.
Last night or a couple days
ago. Oh, my goodness. Like emergency surgery?
Yeah, she is leaking spinal fluid.
No.
They thought she had a brain tumor, cancer, but she has a cyst on her brain.
A training program for our officers.
Spinal fluid.
So is her headache?
Yeah, she's been.
I think so.
Those headaches, it's like a spinal tap headache.
Somebody could be very aggressive.
Horrible. That's excruciating.
How old is she?
Yeah.
She's 23.
I believe they do, but talk to them. You know, one day I was driving home.
Had they been able to get the surgery?
And
so they say it was successful.
It was in the roundabout.
We won't really know until tomorrow whether she can.
Left the road and hit a sign.
Like a week, so.
Oh, she's been terribly ill.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And
that's nuclear.
Life is off. But they didn't know me.
Yeah.
But she's had this problem, or is it just recently discovered?
Just recently, you know, she went in about 3 months ago to Target to get her contacts. Every 6 months of contacts. And the optometrist, it was a Friday afternoon, he said, your brain pressures on your optic nerves are extremely high. The only other time I've seen this, it was a terminal brain cancer, and she lived 2 more months. So you better go get this checked out. And sent her on her way.
And she said, yes.
And she freaked out. She called and said, I think I have a brain tumor. I have like 2 months to live. And I was like, wait, the Target optometrist told you that? Pretty sure that's out of his scope. But before we panicked, so we went. All over the world.
She
now
had
MRIs
all the symptoms that I just didn't recognize them when I was doing that work.
Spinal taps
and
somebody
came up and said,
oh,
something.
And
then,
all kinds of things.
Dong,
she has a pocket of fluid on her brain that's pushing everything and causing her optic nerves to shut down.
You recognize them,
it's
terrible time.
Gosh,
that's how they pointed out.
And no one knows
why.
So they can do something about it.
So I was just wondering,
they don't really know why her body's.
I'm almost sure they
covers that to make sure that they don't hold people down.
So they did a drain and tap.
That I was,
take some of that pressure off, and they'll put her on a diuretic to hopefully reduce the fluids. But why a 23-year-old
like
would suddenly start making all this extra
fluid? He had all these weird
cerebral spinal fluid. Yeah.
Autism types of things.
That
they came and and the parents were right.
You're doing
said, hey,
well to be here today.
You are.
Well,
get out, let
luckily
us do our
everything
job or whatever.
That could be done.
And it reminds me of some of these doctors.
Out and done and
that you go in and say, I think I've got this. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
So.
And I've dealt a lot
so
with
like,
some
well,
of those things.
I do
have, you
have
no clue what you're talking
6
about.
6 hours of meetings. So if you don't need
would
me.
Would you listen to me?
Gosh.
Oh, no,
I
just thought you'd like to spend your free time finally when you get a break.
Yeah.
And yeah.
In my business, I had people say, well, we in the business out here. I said, yeah, me in the business, I've been in it 30 years. How long have you been in it?
No.
You know when we have our retreat, not the budget retreat, but
the strategic
planning
meeting. I still feel like Dr. Sherry about it, and she has purposely not included it. But in North Las Vegas, in fact, in Las Vegas itself and in the county, one of the things they write it in there is that you can't have.
And whether we're going to change addresses. Yeah, that's on the council assignment list.
800 feet of each other.
I think that might be.
Oh, that's good.
And that might be something that.
And
some of the things that were in there.
And then I know Ted is interested.
If you have one room.
So that'll be
oh, the name
STR.
Change of the city? Uh-huh. Oh, I hadn't even heard buzz about
it. Ted brought it up.
Has that been
oh, I nearly got assassinated when I did this 20 years
STR
ago.
Usually is a building
I thought to
like
change it.
Do the same residents still
so
live there?
They're all dead.
Single room.
Okay.
They all laid shit out.
Dragon here where they've been.
Well, yeah, we can change the name of the city.
That's a motel.
It's an option. It's something we can talk about in strategic planning.
And everybody has to change.
Any more than one family that can
right. Should we do it before we approve our new branding?
That's the point. We're talking about branding and everything, so I mean it's
in there if it's large enough that they are all
that annexation
related
is
together.
There a way to
but if they're separate entities, I don't think that
send out a survey or take
that
a pulse of the percentage
the
that wording want
should be that you cannot have
the zip code change and that don't. Because I'll tell you, boy, when I ran That was a loud group, a large amount.
They've always been loud. The loudest group has always been,
and you can't have those buildings any closer than a block apart or something like that. That's my personal opinion, but she's left it out of that purposely.
If you drill down and talk to them one at a time.
That's all right, I'm not running the city, but I think that.
They're going to the Bountiful landfill.
Personally.
For free.
If I were writing it, I would.
Because their ID says Bountiful.
In North Las Vegas.
That is so inoffensive.
And if people want to have them closer than that.
I talked to a few business owners that felt like they would have to rebrand all their business cards there. And then I talked to a few people that just talked about.
I don't know. That is one of the
how they have family all over the world, and
that,
so to try and send out, I have a new zip code address.
Is in the county.
Would be hard. I mean,
and
I can see the struggles in it. I can also see the benefits to doing it.
Yeah.
Well,
I think the benefits are definitely
authorized
city heavy.
This house
and the struggles
over here in Las Vegas
are individual, personal.
To be an STR.
And so I'm just wondering if there's a
hold
on the percentages.
The one over here, there are two different jurisdictions, but they're within 800 feet.
Does everyone I talked to in that area
there's some questions
that
about
time,
that kind
yeah,
of
thing. Yeah, I think that.
Keep there.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know what
the, I think
the
that
other thing is
the predominant opinion is to keep
that's
the
something
addresses.
That
I think they
need,
think the Bountiful is cooler than
should
North
be looked at, but
don't they do?
I'm not going to object to what Sherry's doing.
I got that comment. I know you're right.
People told us there's a stigma.
Yeah, I know you're right. They did like that, too. But I don't think that was most people's main defense. That
you know,
was like a
20% of the bills they run every year are fixing.
We've always been Bountiful on
the
state.
But I don't understand the difficulty.
So yeah,
people
we'll move
all
this
the time
along and
change their addresses.
By the way, here's our Christmas letter. This is our new address.
Most of these residents I
should
did give
for 3 months
have lived there like for 50
years.
You know, like they're the OGs of that area.
That's a good idea.
What is OG?
Original. The original owners of that area.
You can always lower.
Yeah.
You can never.
Look at
I
the
don't
snow
know.
Coming
you can't
down.
Make
I know.
It a board.
We may
you can always cut it shorter.
Yeah.
Slumber party, anyway. Yes, we may not get
out. Measure twice.
It really did. It's really coming. This is probably the biggest snow day we've had.
I know. So and of course, my husband's out of town. And so I didn't shovel because I was at the hospital. I had to four wheel it. Like, I had to gun it.
One of those, you know, like, doesn't hurt to ask. So I planted a seed if you get a call from Gary Hill. I just asked Kenlin if Wasatch Integrated implodes or something, would you consider letting North Salt Lake join your landfill?
Yeah, that's so great. Dude, let's move that forward.
And she said, I don't know. And I said, well, how long's your landfill life span? Mm-hmm. She goes, 80 years.
Where's
not
that
not now, though. I've heard a lot less than that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's you know where the North Sewer Plant is?
Yeah, basically outside.
Right north of it. Anyway.
Who's in that
group? I don't see it ever coming to that, but it's always. I don't see how.
I've talked to Gary when he calls. I've talked to Gary over the years. I know his answer is going to be.
I know.
A bigger question is there room out there for the five cities in the South Valley to do something? To do their own landfill, to expand, to pick up a landfill nearby.
It is.
One thing that.
That's a good thought.
Nathan said once is Bountiful's got a huge problem coming at them, and they don't know it yet, or they're not dealing with it.
An EPA problem.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I've heard that too.
And
you mean pollution into the aquifer?
I think it's. There's hoops you have to jump through. When you close off a section of a landfill, and
it may not be lined or capped properly.
Probably or something.
And then you have to have set aside funds for like 60 years of mitigation of that area.
That's right. That's right. That's state code. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
60 years?
Anyway.
We're going to be around.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's what I said to Kendall. I said,
I'm still going to be
80 years?
I will say, once Wasatch Integrated,
250.
Once their landfill is closed, I'm not sure what the benefit really is
there
for
us. There we go. You'll still get paid.
To stay with
it. To stay with
it. Just look at
my. Then it's really a transfer station.
Yeah.
And it's far away.
I'm still.
So if we did a transfer station closer in the south part of Davis County.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, we have lots of industrial property. You could do a transfer station. If you're going to truck it out or put it in rail cars and go down to price.
Spreadsheet that I created many years ago.
It could be right here.
Some of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Not that that's what we want.
If
but
you invested your money,
I just
have to be up in
I don't understand how Layton's going to save money.
9%.
But they think they're going to save money.